Drover and I left the security division's vast office complex and went ripping up the hill towards the house. There we discovered that someone had driven the family car out of the machine shed and parked it beside the gate. The trunk was open, and so was the right rear door. We throttled down to a walk. "Relax, Drover, it's not a code 3. They're loading the car for a trip." "The car's going on a trip?" "No, the family is going on a trip." "Oh, they're not taking the car?" "Of course they're taking the car. They're going on a vacation."
"I didn't know cars took vacations."
"Drover, the car is not taking a vacation. The family is going on a vacation to Red River. To get there, they will drive the car. They are going on a vacation in the car."
"I thought Red Rover was a game."
"It's a town in New Mexico."
"What makes it red?"
I felt my lips twitching into a snarl. "Drover, many of these questions will answer themselves if you'll shut your trap and listen."
"I hope it's not blood."
"Please hush." Just then the screen door burst open and Slim Chance, the ranch's hired hand, staggered outside, carrying a big suitcase in each hand. Loper, his boss, came out behind him, wearing a scowl and carrying a... what was that thing? A basket, some kind of basket with a handle and a hinged lid over the top. Slim said,
"Good honk, how much luggage would you take if you were gone for more than 3 days?
"We'd take the whole house, and don't talk to me about luggage. Nobody around here wants to hear my opinion, and that goes double for any opinions you might have."
"I think she packed some barbells."
"Slim, just carry the bags."
Slim made it as far as the gate. There he stopped, set down the bags, and mopped his brow with his shirt sleeve.
"You know, it don't seem right, me hauling all the heavy bags and you coming along behind with a twerpy little basket. Heck, you're the one going on this vacation, not me."
"You offered to help, so you're helping."
"Well, next time I'll be more careful what I say."
"Slim, our picnic lunch is in this basket. My wife would never trust a bachelor cowboy to carry our lunch."
Slim rolled his eyes.
"Now, what am I gonna do? Steal food from your children?"
This conversation was getting pretty interesting, and do you know why? Because they were talking about food. That's why. And you know where I stand on the issue of food. It's a very interesting subject. Also, dangerous.